Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. The title of this episode is The Lord, All Caps, Declares the Victor. God's Expectation. First, I want to read Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Two words in that statement are key. One is substance of things, the substance of things. The Bible speaks about things, but much of the substance concerning the things it speaks of is not does not follow. The substance such as the papacy's curse against black people. The curse is mentioned in the book of Galatians, and I have brought forth some points regarding the curse. The papacy's curse against African people. In that curse, the papacy set forth objectives which were carried out by its people, the Gentiles. A couple of the objectives were the diminishment of black people, the conquest of Africa and its aboriginal people, black people, the scattering of black people, the enslavement of black people. Yes, I have brought forth many episodes ago points with regard to the papacy's curse against Africa and its aboriginal inhabitants, the black people. Another thing with regard to substance, Bible substance, I have brought forth is the papacy's iniquitous law of Passover. In that papacy law of Passover, the papacy directs the Gentiles to be silent, to be quiet. The papacy directs the Gentiles to follow itself, the papacy, and be quiet, be silent, be still. Even now, the Gentiles have been quiet, and also the papacy, they have been quiet, they have been still, they have been silent. I have not heard from them. I have not heard anything from the papacy or any Gentile with regard to the things I speak, the things that I bring forth on and have brought forth on this program. Also, in the papacy's iniquitous law of silence, the papacy commands the Gentiles to teach deceit. To teach deceit. And of course, that is what the Gentiles have been doing for a number of years, teaching deceit. deceit with regard to the character Jesus, deceit with regard to the truth of Bible content. The Gentiles preach deceit, therefore black ministers preach deceit, as well as other people or people of other races also. Deceit is being taught at the papacy's word. Now, there should be an outcry against these things. With these revelations coming forth from the book of the Bible, the authorized version, commonly called King James Version, that is the one that I use. And as a result of the papacy's iniquitous law of Passover, I, God, have repealed the papacy's iniquitous law of Passover, and I have put forth a ban on the teaching of Jesus as they do it even now. Yes, God has put forth a ban on the teaching of Jesus, the telling of lies. The law has said, be honest, be truthful, speak the truth. Substance, the substance of the papacy's iniquitous law of Passover. Another thing with regard to substance that I have brought forth is the glorious law of God. These things, as I have brought them forth, obviously cannot be read line upon line or line by line using the Bible. The papacy, with regard to the Bible's crucial matter, has scattered, fragmented and scattered the evidence, the substance of things that I speak about. What I have done, I have gathered the fragments, the statements that have been scattered about. I have gathered them, compiled them, and put them in an orderly fashion whereby one may see the whole picture of what is being spoken about. So therein is a contrast between Bible content and God's content, the content coming from God. But let me not dwell on that so much now, but back to the law of God. In the law of God, God has been called, God has been identified, God has made himself known, and God is doing the work that he has been called by the papacy, acting in the interest of all Gentiles to do. Okay. Also in the law of God, God's servants are identified. We have found out certain points about God, and we will talk about those points or bring forth those points again by way of reminder today. The substance, I just mentioned this, there's the substance of the call. The papacy's call for God. God has heard the papacy's call. God has responded. God has responded to the papacy's call. God has come. And again, God has made himself known. Okay? There are the expectations, the substance of the expectations concerning God, what he is expected to do. Such as, let me see here, the book of Job. Job 28, verse 11. The thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. That's one of the descriptions of God. That's one of the expectations concerning God. The thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. Is there anything that I have brought forth that was hidden? Yes. The papacy's curse against black people is hidden in Scripture by being fragmented, and it's the curse's substance scattered about. It's hidden. One doesn't see the full picture line upon line as he reads Bible content. Another thing that was hidden or is hidden in the Bible is the papacy's iniquitous law of Passover. One cannot read it line upon line. Therefore, it is unrecognizable, unintelligible, etc. Another thing that is hid in the AVB, the papacy's call for God. Okay? These things are hidden because they are not written in the standard order or way. All right. But the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. And there's another one in the book of Job, Job 12:22. Job 12:22 says this: He, God, discovereth deep things. He discovers deep things. And I have discovered deep things in the AVB, commonly called King James Version, deep things such as the papacy's law of the curse against Africa and its inhabitants, aboriginal inhabitants, black people, the papacy's iniquitous Passover law, again, the law of God, the call for God, the expectations concerning God, things God has discovered and brought forth. Those are just two of the things that God was expected to do, and he has performed those things. Okay, so substance. I have brought forth substance. I have put together substance or fragments and given things a body, the body of the Lord, all caps, curse against African people, the body of the papacy is iniquitous law of Passover, the body of the law of God, the body of the call for God, and other things as well. There's a statement in the book of Hebrews which says, thou hast given me a body. Okay? And that's what that statement is referring to. I don't have it referenced right now. I hadn't planned to mention it, but it is in the book of Hebrews, thou hast given me a body. And the body is a reference to content, the content coming from God, the content of the book of the law of God, all things that demonstrated power of God, the content of the many episodes of, Lawmaster's Law of God program, the body of those things, body of the curse, body of the Passover law, body of the call for God, body of the expectations concerning God, body of the law of God, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? Now, the thing about the other key word I said is evidence. Evidence of things not seen. And the evidence is the things which I have just mentioned. The evidence of the curse. The evidence of the call for God. The evidence of the law of God. The evidence of the papacy of the iniquitous law of Passover. And other things as well. Evidence. So what? God has substance. God has evidence, which he sets forth. Okay? Evidence and substance. Just a moment here. Okay. I made reference to the statement that I have given me a body. That statement is in Hebrews 10:5. It's the last statement in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. The last statement, a body hast thou prepared me. Okay? That's the reading of it. A body hast thou prepared me. Or a body hast thou prepared for me. All right? And as I said, the body of the curse, the body of the call for God, the body of the law of God, the body of the iniquitous law of Passover, the body of the expectations concerning God, the body of the knowledge concerning the AZB itself, and other things as well. A body hast thou prepared me, or prepared for me. Okay, there's also the body of the Lord, all caps, laborious writ for God. The body of the papacies, or the Lord, all caps, laborious writ intended for God. And I have read a portion, if not the entire body of that writ, okay? The body of the laborious writ intended for God. Okay. As I move to another issue, let me say this right here. There are certain things in the Bible, there are certain things that are inevitable, or there are certain things that are unavoidable, such as when God, the law has it so that, the Bible says it better than I do, than I can. Revelation 17:17, the words of God shall be fulfilled. Here in Hebrews 13:14, I see these words, and it's the last statement in Hebrews 13, verse 14. We seek one to come. We seek one to come. Okay? We expect one to come. That expect is one of the definitions for the word seek. Okay? To expect. They say here in Hebrews 13:14, we seek or we expect one to come. That one has come. God has come. It is evident in my many episodes of Lawmaster, the Law of God program, that God, the papacy, has been expecting God. And the Gentiles also, the papacy and the Gentiles, all of the Gentiles have been expecting God. God has come. I made reference to the call sent out for God or put forth for God. God has seen the call. God has answered the call. God has come. God has made himself known. We seek one to come. They know one has come now. The papacy and the Gentiles can know one has come now, the one that they sought, the one that they expected has come. And again, he has made himself known. He has given them his name. He has given them his word in the many episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. So those of you keeping record, you can put in your record that Hebrews 13:14, the last statement there, we seek one to come, has been fulfilled. God has come and made himself known, and he has come with an aggregate of evidence, okay? Now, they have sought one to come. Now, God seeks one and others to come as well. Next week, next Sunday, the Pope is to appear before God. The Pope is to bring certain others with him that have been named on this program or during this program. And God is expecting now. God expects some to come. I alluded to Revelation 17:17, which says, the words of God shall be fulfilled. The words of God shall be fulfilled. Some things are inevitable. Daniel 11:36 says, That is determined shall be done. God has determined a thing to be done. Let me first read this statement here. Job 23:14. All right. Job 23:14 says this, He performeth the thing that is appointed for me. He, God, performs the thing that is appointed for me. What has God performed that is appointed for the Lord? All caps, the papacy, the Pope. What is the thing God has performed that is appointed for the Pope? Pope Benedict XVI. God has performed the summons, and the summons was read on a previous episode. of this broadcast, this program, Law Masters of Law of God program, God has performed the summons. In that summons, God called for the Pope to come and appear in the presence of God on a certain date at a certain time at the residence of God. God has performed the summons. Okay? That is appointed for the Pope, Pope Benedict XVI, to fulfill. Okay? There are some things that are inevitable. The scriptures, okay, Daniel 11:36, that is determined shall be done. What has been determined? God has determined or decided that the Pope is to come see him at a certain date and time. And God has made that known, that is determined shall be done. Revelation 17:17, the words of God shall be fulfilled. Of there, the words of mean coming from God. The words of God shall be fulfilled. Also, the word of there means concerning. The words concerning God shall be fulfilled. So we have two things in that statement. The words concerning God in the AZB, the good words concerning God in the AZB shall be fulfilled. And I have spoken on those words and brought forth many of those words. The words concerning God shall be fulfilled, and the words coming from God shall be fulfilled. Okay? That is determined shall be done. Reading the law. Mark 14:49. Okay. Mark 14:49. Last statement in the 49th verse of chapter 14, book of Mark. Last statement. The scriptures must be fulfilled. And that's what I am doing on these, especially in the last several broadcasts, even now. I am pointing out the scriptures which must be fulfilled. Pointing out the scriptures which must be fulfilled. In the call for God, the papacy has called God to come and reign over them, the Gentiles. In the call for God, come and reign over us. Okay? Reign over. Rule over us. All right? And that's my authority. I have shown scriptures which give me the authority in the many broadcasts of this, many episodes of this program. I have shown scriptures where the Vatican, the papacy gives me, the Lord all caps, gives me authority to do the things that I do. Okay? So, several statements here. The scriptures must be fulfilled. The words of God shall be fulfilled. The words coming from God shall be fulfilled. The good words concerning God shall be fulfilled. That is determined shall be done. And now we have the scriptures must be fulfilled. And as I said in the past several broadcasts and even today, I am pointing out scriptures which must be fulfilled. Okay? Luke 1:45. And it says, "For there shall be a performance of those things." There shall be a performance of those things. What things, what is the those things that I am speaking about now? A performance of the Pope Benedict XVI coming to appear before God, the performance of Pope Benedict XVI bringing with him the people that I have named and expect him to bring. Okay? There shall be a performance of those things. This is the law, the reading of the law. Okay? And Luke 2:39. Luke 2:39 says, "And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord." The Lord, all caps, expects those who have been called to come and appear before God, he expects those things to be performed, those things he expects them to do, what God has called upon them to do. Okay? And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they had performed, this is what is expected. They performed all things according to the law of the Lord. Okay? And we have a statement in the book of Genesis, reading of the law, Genesis chapter 31, verse 16, I believe. I'm turning to it to make sure I give the correct citation. Genesis. And it is the last statement in Genesis chapter 31, verse 16. The last statement. "Whatsoever God hath said to thee, do." And that is the Lord, all caps, by means of the written word, speaking to those who have been called to come and appear before God, speaking to those who God expects to see next Sunday, October 17, 2010, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right? "Whatsoever God has said to thee, the law says, do." There are things that are inevitable. There are things the law says must be done, as the scripture declares in Mark 14:49, the scriptures must be fulfilled. That is a scripture that the Bible says must be fulfilled. Genesis 31:16. "Whatsoever God has said to you," Pope, Queen Elizabeth, Prince Charles, Prince Charles' sons, "whatsoever God has said to you, do."
Okay? God's expectation.
The Lord, all caps, has promised God something. And that promise, this particular promise, is said in Hebrews 10, verse 37. Okay. Hebrews 10, 37. And it, too, is the last statement in verse 37, Hebrews 10. It says, "He that shall come will come and will not tarry." Okay? And tarry there, of course, means postpone, delay, put off to a future time, etc. He that shall come, this is the promise. He that shall come will come. And the he that shall come is Pope Benedict XVI and those that shall come with him. They are four named individuals. He that shall come will come. And that he is expected to bring four others with him when he comes. He, that's the promise, he that shall come and will not tarry. He will not delay. He will not be tardy to appear in the presence of God. There's a statement in Hebrews 9:24. And I will read Hebrews 10, the statement in verse 37, and Hebrews 9:24 has a statement there. 9:24. Okay. And it too is the last statement in verse 24 of Hebrews chapter 9. Last statement. To appear in the presence of God. And I put those two statements together coming from Hebrews 10:37 and Hebrews 9:24. He that shall come and will not tarry to appear in the presence of God. And it says for us, if I read the complete statement, he that shall come and will not tarry to appear in the presence of God for us, and the us being a reference to the Gentiles. He that shall come will come and will not tarry to appear in for the purpose of appearing in the presence of God. Okay? And we have a statement in Matthew 19, verse 6. Matthew 19, verse 6. And it, too, is the second or last statement in verse 6 of Matthew chapter 19. It says, "What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." Okay. Now, I will read Hebrews 10:37, Hebrews 9:24, and Matthew 19:6. I will read those together. Or I will read them one at a time, following one another. All right. He that shall come will come and will not tarry to appear in the presence of God. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. What have I joined together? I joined together the last statement, or a statement coming from Hebrews 10:37, with a statement coming from Hebrews 9:24. I joined those two statements together. He that shall come will come and will not tarry to appear in the presence of God. Okay. Okay, now I will read these things. That is determined, that is determined shall be done. Okay, the words of God shall be fulfilled. The words of God shall be fulfilled. The scriptures must be fulfilled. Okay. 2 Chronicles 12, verse 8. Says, let me turn to it. 2 Chronicles 12, verse 8. Okay, 2 Chronicles 12, 8 says, they shall be his servants. The first statement in 2 Chronicles 12, verse 8, they, the Gentiles, and it's a reference to all Gentiles, they shall be his, God's, servants. 1 Kings 12:7 1 Kings 12:7 And this is the last statement in verse 7 of 1 Kings chapter 12. Last statement. They will be thy servants forever. And this is the Lord all caps talking to God. They, the Gentiles, shall be his servants, talking about God. And that's 2 Chronicles 12, 8, and the statement 1 Kings 12, 7. They, the Lord all caps speaking to God, saying, they, all Gentiles, will be thy servants forever. Reading of the law. Okay. Revelation 22:3. Revelation 22:3. And it is the last statement in verse 3 of Revelation chapter 22, speaking about God and about God's servants. His God's servants shall serve him. His servants shall serve him. God's servants shall serve him. Okay? So, two things are said about God with respect to his servants. They, the Gentiles, shall be his servants. Revelation 22:3, his servants, his God's servants, the Gentiles, shall serve him. And the Lord all kept speaking to God by means of his written word, 1 Kings 12, 7, they, the Gentiles, will be thy servants forever. Psalm 119, verse 125. Psalm 119, 25. Okay, and we have these words, 119:25. No, Psalm 119:125. Okay, and it is the first statement in verse 125 of Psalm 119. I am thy servant. The Lord all caps says to me, I am thy servant. Okay? And I take that as a statement coming from the papacy, a statement having to do with the papacy, a statement having to do with the Supreme Pontiff, a statement having to do with the Pope saying, I, the Pope, am thy servant. I, the living sitting Pope, am thy servant. Okay? All right. There shall be a performance of those things that I just read with regard to God and his servants, the Gentiles. Okay? The Gentiles have the duty of performing all things according to the law, all things applicable to them, performing those things in accordance with the law of the Lord. Okay? Now, the papacy makes a hearty declaration in Psalm 108, verse 1. Psalm 108, verse 1. The Lord all caps declares, O God, my heart is fixed. O God, my heart is fixed. The Lord all caps is talking to God. He says clearly, O God. And he continues saying, my heart is fixed. What does that mean? Well, I have been speaking from the heart of Bible content today on this during this episode. I have heart. Let's see. Heart is the central, vital, main, or most important part. Heart of Bible content. The crucial content of the AZB, the crucial content of the Authorized Version, Bible, heart. O God, my heart is fixed. Remember when I first started off talking during this talk here, this episode, I was saying how crucial matter of Bible content is out of order, scattered about, fragmented, okay? Not in working order. Now, through the work of God, as is evidenced in the book of God, all things are demonstrated power of God, and as evidenced in the many episodes of this program, of this Lawmasters program. The heart of the Lord, all caps, is back in working order. It's in working order now. Is in working order. Where? In the book that comes from God, that has come from God. The book of the law, all things are demonstrated power of God. Okay? The heart is in order, is in proper working condition in the book that has come from God now. And the heart of the Lord, all caps, is in proper working order, as is evidenced in the many episodes of Lawmasters Law of God program. Program. Okay? The heart of the Lord, all caps, is working properly now. Isn't that something? Those of you keeping record, mark that statement as being fulfilled. The Lord all caps heart is now, by and through the operation of God, the work of God, is in order, is in proper working condition. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. All right. That's Psalm 108, verse 1. Psalm 112, verse 7. Psalm 112, verse 7, last statement, no, the middle statement of verse 7, chapter 112, middle statement. His heart is fixed. The Lord all caps, confirmational statement. The Lord all caps, heart is fixed. The declaration went forth, Psalm 108, verse 1. Oh, God, my heart is fixed. And then the backup, the confirmational statement, is the Lord all caps heart. Most important matter or content of the EZB is fixed. It's in proper working order. It's understandable in the book of God and in the content that God puts forth on this program and the episodes of this program. It's intelligible. The work of God is intelligible. It's you can read things line upon line as that you cannot do using the authorized version. Okay? The papers is hard. The crucial matter of Bible content, the Lord all caps heart, is now in perfect, it is now in proper working order. Wonderful. Please make note of that fulfillment. Okay. Now, in these last remaining minutes, I will go to the information on the show page, Lawmaster's show page. Okay. I have talked about the about God's expectation. As I said earlier, the title of this episode is "The Lord Declares the Victor / God's Expectation." Okay, here we go. The Lord all caps says to the Gentiles, Isaiah 42:13, Psalm 9:19, Esther 6:13, Jeremiah 5:22. He, God, shall prevail against his enemies. We're reading the law, the Gentiles. He, God, shall prevail against his enemies, the Gentiles. Let not man prevail. Thou shalt not prevail against him. That's God. Thou, the Pope, the Gentiles, shalt not prevail against God, against him, but shall surely fall, become prostrate before him, God. They, the Gentiles, cannot prevail. And that's speaking against God, because that's what this, all of this is about. Okay? They shall not prevail against God. He shall prevail against his enemies. They shall surely fall or become prostrate before him, God. They, the Gentiles, cannot prevail. That's the law. The Lord all caps says to God, Jeremiah 15:20, Isaiah 47:12, Jeremiah 20, verse 11. Okay? They, the Gentiles, shall not prevail against thee. There in that statement, obviously, the Lord all caps is speaking directly to God. Okay? They shall not prevail against thee, God. Thou, God, mayest prevail. They, the Pope and the Gentiles, shall not prevail. Statement of surrender. The Lord and the Gentiles' statement of submission to God. Jeremiah 20, verse 7, Joshua 9, verse 8, Exodus 5, verse 16, 2 Kings 10, verse 5. Thou, God, art stronger than I, the Lord, all caps, and has prevailed. We, the Pope and the Gentiles, are thy God's servants. Thy servants are beaten. We, the Pope and all other Gentiles, are thy God's servants, and will do all that thou shalt bid us. The Gentiles ask, Acts 2, verse 37, what shall we do? The answer, the Lord all caps commands the Gentiles, Romans 6:13, yield yourselves to God. Okay? Yield yourselves to God. All right. Okay, and now I will get to my switchboard. First, to see how much time I have left. I'd like to say to all of you, please go to Lawmaster's show page, look in center column, and click on the YouTube presentation and the PayPal thing there. Check out the YouTube presentation and click on the PayPal thing to get your copy of God's book, the book of the law of God, all things the demonstrated power of God, and that is just $12. Okay? So work the links, please. Work the links. Okay? I don't see any callers showing. We have 2 minutes remaining. The call-in number is 1-718-664-6262. 1-718-664-6262. And in the remaining time, let me say that as I said during the program, and that next Sunday, God expects to see Pope Benedict XVI, along with Queen Elizabeth of the UK, Prince Charles, her son, and the two sons of Prince Charles, at his residence next Sunday, October 17th, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join Lawmaster next Sunday at the same time, 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Lawmaster's Law of God program. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Okay, let's see here. We don't have anyone on the line, so after screen, that will be it. Okay? Call in now. Call in now. 1-718-664-6262. We have about 45 seconds left. And don't forget. God has an expectation, and he's expecting again, final time. This is to be announced today. The Pope to come and appear in the presence of God, and he's to bring with him Queen Elizabeth of the UK, Prince Charles of the UK, and Prince Charles's two sons. What an expectation. Join Lawmaster again next week, Sunday. 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you.